And to the Brazil fires now. French President Emmanuel Macron says the fires burning in the Amazon rainforest is an international crisis that needs to be on the top of the agenda at this weekend's G7 summit. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has laid the blame on non-government organisations working in the region. Louise Creeley reports.
As massive fires continue to sweep across the Amazon rainforest, there's growing outrage at Brazilian authorities. Brazil's Environment Minister Roberto Castelo Branco was booed when he took to the stage at Latin America and Caribbean Climate Summit in Brazil this week. He was abused and called a liar by the crowd, which included urban sustainability specialist Leda Lage.
The violence against the environment is, I have no words to describe it, but it is very intense. We have the release of pesticides, we see the fires and the lack of positioning from the government, and that is very worrisome.
Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has been also fiercely criticised over his handling of the disaster. This was his response when asked who could be behind the fires.
Well, the indigenous people. Oh, come on, do you want me to blame the indigenous? Do you want me to blame the Martians? It's my understanding that it's the people from the NGOs who lost their federal government handouts and resources from other countries. It's as simple as that.
Critics of the leader say he's encouraged loggers. NASA scientist Doug Morton says the deforestation of the Amazon frontier is a two-part process.
First, the trees are cut and allowed to dry. And when I'm talking about 21st century deforestation, I don't mean a family headed into the woods with a chainsaw. I mean tractors connected by large chains that are pulling trees out by their roots. What we see is the second part now, in terms of our observations from satellite data, we see those same piles of wood that were cleared several months ago being set afire. So those fires are now not burning the residues from a harvested crop field or the last remaining grasses in a pasture, they're burning an enormous bonfire of Amazon logs that have been piled, drying in the sun for several months.
Dr. Morton says the fires are bad for health as well as for the global climate.
Fires are directly burning into Amazon rainforests, and that releases the carbon stored in those trees. The carbon then enters the atmosphere as carbon dioxide or methane, where it contributes to the greenhouse gases that are causing climate change, bringing us a warmer and a drier planet. We also know that those fires are sending small particles. Those small particles are trapped inside of the lungs of people living nearby, and those small particles are trapped in the lungs of people that are exposed to that smoke further away.
So far, there are no indications when the firefighters will get the blazes under control.
Louise Creeley.